Once again, we are presented with St. John the Baptist. We've been seeing of him all week, actually. The precursor of the Lord, the one who prepares the way. And that's why our Lord here appears to refer to him as Elijah. But how many did not recognize that he was preparing that way? Acting in all humility, never taking any credit to himself. As we recall, last Sunday we saw in the gospel passage, he went so far to say, I'm not even worthy to untie his sandal strap, which was the duty of the lowest servant to the master. And St. John the Baptist says, I'm not even worthy of that. I must decrease. He must increase. And he points out to our Lord, always. And now our Lord goes even further here, because he says, so also the sovereign Son of Man will suffer at their hands. Now when he says the Son of Man, he refers to himself, because he is about to undergo his passion and death. He too will not be recognized. And how many will reject him? That, of course, is due to a certain blindness. The blindness on our parts that comes upon us with sin. When we give in to our own passions and our appetites, seek what pleases ourselves, then we're blinded to the truth. And today we celebrate St. Lucy, who was martyred in Syracuse in Sicily during the time of the persecution of Diocletian. So we're talking, going all the way back to the 200s, somewhere around the year 200. But she is often represented holding a platter with two eyeballs on it. It is said that she had her eyes gouged out as part of her martyrdom. And therefore she is patroness of those with diseases of the eyes. We might pray to her, through her intercession, that we be helped to overcome that blindness that's due to sin. And always recognize our Lord and the great love that he has for us and seek it always. Turn to it and glorify him and praise him and achieve our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.